This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Retail sales for September come out tomorrow. Closely watched would be a good way to describe how they'll be greeted. All the more so because consumers have been getting a little cranky lately. So while we wait, we have called Annie Lang Hartman. She's one of our small business regulars. She runs the stationery and boutique shop Wild Letty up in Leelanau County, Michigan.
We're coming off of a very, very busy summer. We're kind of settling into fall, which is a little bit quieter for us. It's kind of riding that wave right now and spending some downtime, like regrouping, getting inventory back to where we want it to be for the holidays. And even though it's quieting down, there's still plenty to do. I'm spending pretty much all of my times in the store talking to customers all day, and then either before or after, I'm in our office packing orders, and I would say at least 75% of the people coming through the door in the summer are tourists. And this time of year, we are having a lot more conversations with locals. That's the name of the game in Leelanau County. We're a tourist area. We work with a lot of different vendors now, and we've been seeing price increases from different brands that we work with, but it's never anything that's super significant that keeps us from wanting to buy and sell the products that we've been stocking. I think I will eventually raise prices. We're a team of 7 or 8 and during the height of our season. So our payroll is our biggest cost most of the time. And being able to give my employees raises and bonuses and hopefully benefits down the line, like I will have to raise the cost of some of my products to cover that. I don't feel any anxiety as far as raising prices because it's not going to be like, oh, we need to double the retail price of anything. It's going to be small changes. Our biggest sellers are still stationery, so maybe 25 cents a card is not going to make a lot of people be like, no, we can't buy from them anymore, hopefully. Hopefully. We'll see. I just really hope that we have a very healthy holiday season. And I hope for a better work-life balance next year to, you know, not be working 7 days a week, 12 plus hours a day. That next year we carry over a lot of our great team members. Hopefully we can hire a few more and just give everyone responsibilities and tasks and roles. And I'm not running around like a crazy person.
Annie Lang Hartman, Wild Letty, Northern Michigan.